I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:02 and it's Thursday. That means today is the day that we peak for the week, which is extremely exciting.
It is, everyone. Be sure to tune in at the 9 o'clock hour, especially for The Spy Who Dumped Me and Christopher Robin with Rudy. Thank you so much. Back over to you.
Did you see Crazy Rich Asians yet?
I have, but I'm going to see it again tonight, and then we're going to review it in 2 weeks. Thank you so much.
You're seeing it again?
Yeah.
Is it so you loved it?
I mean, well, tonight's a super VIP event.
Oh, so whether you love it or not, you would have gone because it's a VIP thing.
And I get to hang out with, what do you have hanging from your mouth?
Oh, sorry. Toffee.
Vinny!
I totally.
Somebody's hungry.
I'm just sitting here minding my own. How's that land on me?
You're the one who brought the taffy. As soon as I keep
stuck,
it's huge.
Oh, it's on your boobs now.
Oh.
Here, take it off. Where is that?
I'm going to grab your boobs.
Boom, and get that for her, would you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Vinny brought taffy.
He brought this huge. Seems wrong. And by the way, the lights are off again, you guys.
Oh, no.
Turn the lights back on. If we're going to be on camera, you guys have to be well lit.
Boob. But it's
like shadow people.
Boob. All right. Anyway, everyone, tune in at 9 o'clock. It's really important.
9 o'clock. We peak for the week. It's a very exciting time. All right, we're just moments away here from our 12K a day code word. We're kicking that off. Happens 12 times a day, $1,000 each time from 7:05 until 6:05 tonight. Hit it, Bryn. Taco.
Oh.
Taco is the word this hour.
Oh. I had tacos this week.
God, I love tacos.
Yeah, I had tacos Sunday, I guess.
We made tacos on Sunday, too, for Hooman.
You know what? I remember you saying that, and I thought, oh, I had tacos, too.
A little soft taco. I love a taco. Anyway, right now, take taco and shove it into 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. That's a special contest line. This is a national contest. One person gets $1,000. All you have to do to enter, type taco in and send it to 72881. It's easy. Message and data rate supply. We'll give you another code word next hour. Taco. God, last break. My stomach is actually hurting me from how much we laughed last break.
I laughed. Mine does too, and I have no more eye makeup on because
you
all
cried it all off.
I did.
Yeah, if you listen to our podcast,
play the song.
You should. Oh, people won't be able to hear the Dick song. It's a song song about a guy named Dick.
Yeah, Benny did a story. So about people are going to listen to rescued a dog.
Right. Dick Hill is his name.
Yeah.
But so even when we play, even when they won't hear what you're laughing about, it's just going to sound like you're randomly laughing.
Right.
Well, luckily you sang along to it a little bit.
Luckily.
Yeah, you captured it for everybody else. It would be in your own voice.
You just have to imagine that I'm singing along with a song. It's hard. It's hard to imagine. You know, if you listen at radio.com, then you did get to hear it all. A lot of people listen live on.
Yeah.
And radio.com is the only place to get us now. Don't forget about that. Like, we're not on TuneIn anymore.
Yeah. Have your lady find us.
Yeah. The lady who sits in your kitchen or wherever you keep the Amazon lady. Mm-hmm. Amazon's a wake word for some of them. That's Michael, our boss, because we tested out. Because you can just say person or computer thing. Play Alice at 97.3, and she still does play it, because I think people were asking for it on the TuneIn app, and it doesn't work. But his is named Amazon, so she doesn't wake up with the other name.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you set that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can set it. I think that you can name it Computer, Amazon, or the main name that it comes with, or Echo even, maybe. Mm. Maybe you can come up with your own name. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's if you want to listen to us on that device, you just say and put the point in there, 97.3.
Yeah, you have four you can use. Four you can choose from. The main one. Echo, Amazon, computer.
So you can't come up with your own.
Not yet, but I'm sure soon to come.
Fantastic. So I found this surprising. I think my knee-jerk reaction is, oh, that liar.
Whoa.
But it's wrong. It's wrong of me to have that reaction. Who cares what your situation was when you were born? We're all born on Earth and we make our way through. And why should I be mad? Because this guy who dresses like a total scumbag and seems like dirty and filthy, was raised on a 5-acre farm in a 5,600 square foot estate. This is the Kid Rock story.
Okay.
He actually says in one of his in Cowboy, he says straight out the trailer. Which I guess maybe was parked somewhere on the 5 acres in the giant estate that he lived in.
This isn't the first time he's been. I assume someone's calling him out, but he started as a rapper, and the people who heard, because he's a white guy, and he's rapping. And so you've already got this appropriation thing, like, who are you and where do you come from that you can use rap as a way to...
So did he downplay his...
I don't know his early music, and I actually don't have any Kid Rock records. I will admit, though, that show, he...
blew my mind.
Crushed.
We saw him at a Winterland 5 or 6 years ago.
I guess I've only seen him 3 times, but he does that every show.
Yeah.
That good.
We saw him at Bimbo's, and there were more people on that stage than there were in the audience. He's got a humongous, and the energy was amazing. He's great. Actually, they were jumping a lot of times, and I just thought, oh, God, watch your heads. The ceiling's not.
Yeah, they were really good. So I'm not pretending to know everything about him, but I had heard the story that because his early career was sort of a rap rock thing, that ball with a bada.
That's all. That was the first song I ever heard for the ball with a bada,
which is a very much rapping type of. So he caught crap for it.
Play that
because
he's
bada
da bawa. I think that's what it's called.
He comes from money, is the point.
Right.
His dad owned
dealerships, right?
Yeah, his dad had some car dealerships, so he did well. I don't know why he doesn't shower now. You'd think he'd have gotten in the habit. Did he do this when we saw him?
I've seen it, at the shows I've been to, but I don't recall if he did it.
There was
Bimbo's.
A point, though, one of the cool one of the things I like when I see a show is, and he did this, was he sang and he did his songs, and then he got back on the turntables and he was spinning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that clearly he's done and is good at and was
remember,
crushing
he even
it.
Jumped up on
And he had a bottle. He's like,
party.
It was a party. That's the thing. So
we took pictures with him before the show, and he was just so stoned. It was I had to get through the photo session.
That he was even more of a rapper prior to the song that you just played. I think there was even less musical accompaniment.
Because he does full-on ballads now sometimes.
Yeah.
Totally. And that one with Sheryl Crow.
Sweet love songs.
Sure,
he does.
Sweet. Just,
so good. For me, I can put on his CD and just the whole thing. Love.
You love Kid
love,
Rock.
Love, love, love.
Don't worry, drinks
a lot of people
coming.
Don't like him because he's a Trump supporter. He's all about guns and all these other things. I have to put all that aside and just appreciate his music.
Right. No, I was skeptical when we went to that show. And I think that some girl was supposed to open for him. I can't think of her
Christina
name.
Christina Perry.
That's right. And she dropped off, and we all wondered, is it because she was like, I don't want to open for Kid Rock. And so some other random person opened for him. And so I was even more like, oh man. And then he got out there, and from note one, we were all just like, holy crap, this is amazing. That was one of the most fun. I think, normally 5 or 6 songs in, I'm like, okay, well, my job here
we
is done.
Split,
I'm
going to
split. And we stayed till the bitter end. And then we went and drank more across the street. God, we were out of control that night. That was a crazy night. So anyway, he bragged that he was straight out the trailer in his song Cowboy. So he was exaggerating a little bit. Turns out Mr. Rock actually grew up in a 5,600 square foot estate sitting on about 5.5 acres of land 40 miles north of Detroit. And it's currently on the market. And that's why this story has come out. They're saying the place where Kid Rock grew up is on the market. Mm. What does 5 acres and a giant house go for in the Detroit area?
$1.2 million.
Way less.
Ah!
Because it sounds great.
Yeah, but it's
and
Detroit.
I wonder if
700.
It's less.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
And I actually wonder if this is a slightly larger price because it's Kid Rock's old house. I wonder if there's actually, you know, some of the lore gets it a little bit more money.
Sure.
They want 600 grand for this place. Can you look it up and see if you can, let's see some shots of where Kid Rock grew up. It's 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, a 5-car garage, a guest house, a 3-stall horse barn, a regulation tennis court, and an in-ground pool. Sounds delightful. Can you, that almost makes me want to cry to think that the trade-off for living in California is that for 600 grand here, you there are zero houses.
Right.
There are no houses for that. Right.
It looks beautiful. Lots of trees surrounding the area. Green. Nothing special.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The house itself is regular looking? Because they make it sound like
there's sort of a
like a mansion
house or something in the back.
Take a look, sir.
Oh, that's it's a nice big-ass house. It's lovely.
What does that look like? 2 floors?
Yeah.
In the main?
Yeah, it's, I mean, yeah, it's gorgeous. Long, winding driveway into the places surrounded. You know, there's some cleared areas for lawn, and then it's exactly what you think
but
it is.
But it comes back to, you should move there.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
No
Have fun.
That's the thing.
Enjoy yourself.
The trade for living in California is that $600,000, if something went on the market for $600,000 here, there'd be 19 cash offers for $400,000 over that.
And those are summer pictures, by the way, because that place, it snows.
Yeah. Yep. Detroit has a lot not going for it. So, yeah, Daddy was kind of loaded. Kid Rock Kid Rock's dad owned several car dealerships.
Can you look up what Kid Rock's worth is?
He's worth $80
million. $80 million. What is I wonder what his house looks like. He'll probably get, doesn't he live he still lives in Detroit, doesn't he?
No.
I don't know. He reps it pretty hard. I don't know.
It's fine. I bet he lives outside and has a bunch of land. And he wouldn't live in. If
no,
you're
right.
Live
He'd
in
live
a
outside.
City, you'd live in L.A. or New York.
Nashville.
Or San Francisco.
Probably. Looks like Nashville.
Nashville. Okay.
Nashville's nice.
Tons of artists live there.
And there's you. We drove through that place. We drove through the ritzy area, and damn, Daniel.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
You liked it.
Just rolling hills.
You going to retire there?
No, my God. No, right. No. I'm going to try and retire here. I'd like to retire. I'd like to stay here. Right. It's going to be hard, but it's, you know, this is where I live. This is where my kids were born. I don't want to move to Detroit or Nashville. And I can't afford it. I can't afford Nashville. That place it's ritzier than you think. Detroit, I can't afford. I can get this place for 600 grand. Holy crap. Go ahead, what?
Would you be bored in Florida?
I cannot move to Florida.
You be bored?
Yes. Uh-huh. And the reason I couldn't move to Florida is you can't go out of your house during the day. I mean, I suppose in the winter you probably can, but it's just too
hot
there.
Well, that's it. You go in the winter, and then you leave.
Well,
you don't spend summers there.
I don't want
to spend winters
relocate
there.
That's most people actually do. They call it the season, you know. So from Thanksgiving to May, it's crowded and there's traffic.
Right.
And then, you know, we always go in the summer.
You got it backwards.
It's not crowded. Jack Osborne is in a little bit of trouble. He's been out filming that show he's doing with his dad.
Yeah, I pass it, and I try to watch it. I just can't get into it.
What the hell do they do? Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. They just go to random places. Like, they went to the Alamo is the one story I heard.
Yeah.
Well, that's the story because he was arrested there for urinating on the Alamo or something.
Right,
was
thrown
out of town and not allowed to perform there. And so it was some homecoming.
So he went back
that's
there
just
and
nonsense.
Didn't pee on the Alamo,
right.
I assume.
Whatever.
So Jack has a wife. They're estranged. She filed for divorce, I want to say, in May.
I thought
May.
They were divorcing.
They are divorcing.
Right after she had her third child.
She had their third child. Mm-hmm. And even after she'd filed, they kept being seen as a family. Look, you know, they have three kids together. One of them's a little baby. Like, he, you know, it looked like they were going to do this like grown-ups and be amicable.
Uh-oh. So they're not?
No, they're not. Oh. Things have taken a turn for the worse, Vinny. Jack went to the home that he shares with his ex. Her name's Lisa. On Monday night, he wanted to talk to her. Apparently, he has felt all along that he can fix this. He can put this back together. He's behaving himself, going there for regular visits, but he's been off filming with his dad. And while he was gone, she got a boyfriend. Mm. So he goes over there to sort of talk and, hey, how you doing? Any hope for us to get, has enough time passed that maybe I could just move back in? I do own this place. I mean, we own it together. You know, it's, I'm not trying to say it's not your house, too. And then her boyfriend shows up. And he's all, what? What's this? What's this?
So she doesn't text the boyfriend to say, not a good time.
Mm-mm.
Give me 20.
So apparently she had said to him, you know, he's there. And the he goes to the house and they're talking and he's saying, hey, maybe we should get back together. I'm assuming because things start to get a little bit heated between them. They were not, it wasn't going smoothly, this little visit. And that's when the boyfriend showed up. So the boyfriend tries to be a peacemaker. He tries to intervene.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That's when Jack punched him in the face twice.
Oh.
Yep. Things got physical. So things got heated between them. Jack hauled off, punched him in the head, and then...
I thought Jack wasn't well. What
Jack
does Jack have?
Jack has MS, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually...
Or MD.
What's MD?
He's muscular dystrophy? Or he either has multiple sclerosis or, I don't know, or what, you know, one of those.
I hate to say it. And I don't even know that I know. I know I would not find myself in this situation, but I almost feel like the guy would be like, okay, a guy with MS just hit me. Mm-hmm. It's his wife. I'm going to get out of here. Like, I'm not going to hit you back, and I'm not going to
Jack ran for
the girl. I'm just going to go.
So the cops were called. A battery report was taken, but no charges are going to be filed. It looks like the victim does not want to press charges. Jack's being very uncooperative. TMZ reached out and he said, I'm not talking to you. Source close to the situation says that Jack was under the impression he and Lisa were on track to fixing their relationship. And then there's this boyfriend shows up and it throws him for a loop and he freaks out and punches the guy out.
Yeah.
Lisa filed for divorce from Jack in May, just months after they had their third child.
That's rough.
Yeah, it does suck. Look, when you break up, it's, you know, it's never going to be easy, especially when there's kids involved.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Hard.
You just don't want to think someone can get on down the road without you. There's no question that there's a little bit of like,
ouch.
But I'm, don't you know who I am?
Mm.
You can't. Right?
Yeah.
We all have that. Everybody's got that. Sure. Like, you can't.
There's a song, I'm telling you, there's a song from Ben Folds called Erase Me, where it's about that. He's like, it's 2 weeks after we are divorced. Like, all the, I'm X'd out of the pictures.
Oh, well, what's that song by somebody I used to know is like that,
oh,
too?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like,
Godier.
It's that whole thing where you go, you know.
How is this? How did we get
we
here?
We couldn't breathe air.
Without each other.
I know this song is rough.
Like it never happened and that we were nothing. But you treat me like a stranger and that feels so rough. Speaking of people,
hey, but let me tell you some of the symptoms that Jack has experienced.
Yeah.
Symptoms for a number of years, including blindness in one eye.
Oh, God.
Numbness in both legs, problems with his bladder, bowel, and stomach.
Uh-oh.
It looks like he goes for some hormone replacement therapy in Europe. It's like stem cell therapy.
Yeah. Oh. He's screwed up, man. I'm sitting there. I'm the guy that's doing his wife, and he hits me. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get out of here. I probably deserve that. You got health problems. I'm boning your wife. I'm going to go. I'm not going to hit you back, and I'm not pressing charges. And I'm going to be more careful where I spend my time going forward. Lesson learned.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, can you text me in the future when Jack's here? I just don't want to. I don't want to tangle with that dude. He's got, you know. I just feel bad for him.
Right.
I'm sure that's what Jack wants. This dude's sympathy.
Oh, is this a race?
Oh, be careful. There's a swear in this.
I know where it is.
Okay. So, moving on to the next story here. Charlie Sheen is saying that he's blacklisted in Hollywood and needs to pay less child support. Mm. So, do you remember when... So, he broke up with Denise Richards, and he's got two daughters with her. And Brooke Muller, who was his next wife, who had those twins...
Who's... Has she ever even left rehab? She can't even stay out of rehab for 2 minutes without getting high.
I haven't heard anything out of her camp in a while. Maybe she is out and okay. I don't know.
She never left. Like
right.
She has to live there.
Or maybe she lives there. Right.
Is what I'm thinking.
And apparently the kids, her sons are troubled. There was some talk that she was doing drugs while she was pregnant with them. So Charlie is saying he can't afford to pay these girls what he's paying them anymore.
Is that why Denise is going on Housewives?
The Real Housewives? Yeah. Maybe. She could probably, you know, her. It looks like, according to this story, her child support was already way reduced a while ago. Hmm. Because I remember at one point, Brooke Muller, after they broke up, she says, I'm not taking a penny less child support than Denise gets, which at the time was something like $53,000 or $54,000 a month. Brooke gets $55,000 a month in child support.
Dang.
I don't know what those kids are doing. Apparently, they need money.
Therapy.
Are Denise's kids high school age now? They gotta
be. I don't know how old they are. Sam and Lola? Yeah, see how old?
Probably.
See how old they are. But anyway, she's only getting $20,000 a month. So
only?
Yeah, only. Well, comparatively. I mean, supposedly she was at 50 plus. And didn't he?
He bought the house.
He bought the house that she was living in, and then he sold it out from under her. So she had to move. And,
I didn't know that.
Oh, no, he sold her. I want to say that was a... That might have been remember that Brit chick that he was after Muller? Because I think that Denise Richards and Brooke Muller actually sort of got along at one point.
Yeah. Because
she was living right down the street. And then that he was with that porn star and they got engaged really fast.
Right.
And then she was like, cut these women out of your life.
Right.
And I think that's when he sold Denise's house. It's been a while. She had to move.
I can't remember that name.
Are in their early teens.
Yeah, they got to be somewhere.
So a 13, few more years and he's not even going to have to pay for them. And I don't know what she gets in spousal support or if she gets that at all. So anyway, he's requesting to modify the child support he pays to Denise and Brooke. He says his dwindling finances are no longer able to cover his family nut. That's his fault. He has made hundreds of millions of dollars in his career, and he says now he's worth about $10 million. He says, I've been unable to find steady work. I've been blacklisted from many aspects of the entertainment industry. He's paying between the two of them about $75,000 a month in child support, and that's, I don't know if there's spousal support involved in that or if that's in addition.
The girl's name was Bree Olson. Is that who you're thinking?
Bree Olson. Bree.
She's one of the girls who said he had sex with me and knew
that he was HIV positive. Sheen says that he is in a dire financial crisis, claims to have less than $10 million, which still sounds like a lot, but he was making $1.8 million per episode back in the Chuck Lorre days.
He was full of money, like $100 million.
The highest paid actor for a while there, right?
But, and you know what's funny, I think, is if you were someone who, like, say Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
There's a guy who probably had 10 homes, an island. I bet Charlie, they're like, where is the money, Charlie?
Right. Like, what? Oh, that's right. I have like 9 homes I forgot to tell you about.
or not. Right. I actually don't think it's that. I think he's drugged it up. And
it can't just be
places.
His own. Right.
Hookers.
Because I'm thinking, like, even hookers and blow aren't gonna break the bank if you have $200 million. But when you fund week-long parties.
Right.
Everybody's got to eat.
A mill here, a mill there.
Yeah, so he's also saying, along with the child support, he owes millions to lawyers, to the IRS, and he's got a mortgage on the... I think he's down to one house now. I'm not positive.
Well, and we always... Even though you and I have agents and pay them and know what that feels like, we usually forget these actors. They're paying a percentage to managers and agents and...
publicist,
which
assistant
adds up.
Right.
Well, they do.
And I think about his health care.
Right. He's, you know, it's not inexpensive to, I think it's a pretty expensive cocktail that keeps it suppressed. Although, yeah, didn't he do all kinds of experimental stuff too?
He says he did.
Yeah. So if he makes like $1 million, like, I mean, 40% of that is, so now he's at 600,000 after he pays the government. Another 100,000 goes to a 10% agent. I don't know. So that's $500,000. And then he's got, right, publicists. So say another 100 million, 100,000 for various people
staff,
that are on the payroll.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably clearing $350,000, $400,000 from any million he pulls in.
Anyway, whatever he's paying Brooke, it's going to be more than any normal single mother is going to be getting. So she's still,
sure.
And what's her skill in particular?
I think it's maybe doing heroin.
Being unable to quit drugs.
Right.
Like, really,
very
she's
special skill.
Super. She's
How old
already,
are those boys?
Max and Bob?
They're under 10
under
still.
10. I was thinking the same
right.
thing. Under 10.
Yeah, that seems like that relationship has happened, the whole thing, while you've been back. I was, you know. In fact, isn't your anniversary coming up?
10 years this
yeah.
month.
I must have the.
It's 10 years this month.
Hold on. I must have.
My LinkedIn will tell me.
Looks like those boys are 9.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So, yeah, that must have all been happening right when you got back.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's got a hearing in September. He's filed to modify the support.
Well, I wonder if he's getting residuals because they play the heck out of. I had it on television yesterday. 3 channels were playing.
The anger management? Or
no, the other one.
No,
was
the anger management.
Men and a Baby?
You'll see that
three,
around.
2.5 Men.
Yes, 2.5 Men. 3 separate channels. That
yeah,
show
he's
was
getting
playing.
Residuals, and he's.
No,
whatever,
he's got income, right?
If he's going to. He'll go to the judge, he'll show what he's got, and they'll figure it out. But nobody feels sorry for Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
that's
nobody.
For sure.
No.
Nobody. All right, that's going to do it. What's coming up?
The Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, my God. It's in the news?
It's back.
I'm fascinated by the Bermuda Triangle.
I am, too. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice has morning show. Happy Thursday. It's Thursday. Thank you, Morgan. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall and John Oates with Train, August 7th. Smile. Oh, won't you smile a while for me? Sarah. Sarah? August 7th, Oracle Arena. That's this coming Tuesday. So if you want to check it out, call us right now, 800-400-3697, and we'll throw a pair of tickets your way. 800-400-3697, be caller number 9.
Here's what's happening. So
they really kind of messed up our flow on that one.
Just to mention again real quick, the California fires continue. What do we have? The Carr fire, the Ferguson fire. The footage on the news last night was horrific. I don't know what else to say other than
it's not pretty stunning.
It's not done. So
no.
You should know that, and if you can help, whether it be financial or otherwise, then do. Could be. I swear I saw the footage and just thought of my own neighborhood and was like, oh.
Well, there was a little wildfire near your house. Well, it said Santa Cruz Mountains.
Oh,
only
really?
Burned a couple of acres, and they got it out really fast. But I was
seeing the footage of that.
That
ended up being an arsonist lit his own house on fire.
Oh, my God. For insurance?
I don't know what for. Mm. Or needed to burn something. These fire bugs, that's one of the things that...
Right. Yeah, today's a good day.
Better his
fire.
Own home than anybody
I
else's,
guess.
I guess.
You know, thankfully it didn't get anybody else's house.
What's the date today? Yesterday, near my neighborhood, I meant to mention it yesterday morning. It did no good for anybody telling it today. They did a casting call for a television show that's going to be shooting in the area... Directed by Alex Garland, the guy who, I believe, the guy who wrote The Beach,
right.
That book you and I loved.
Yeah.
I guess he's going to be shooting over there, and they were looking for extras.
Do you know what the name of the show is?
I don't, but it was something that went down just yesterday.
But it was a legit casting call.
Yeah.
Where was this been?
In Scotts Valley.
Oh.
But they're shooting in Santa Cruz. Hmm. So there's something big going on over there.
Where'd they do it? One of those hotels?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, one of the hotels.
What's the name of the show?
Liking.
Checking.
Neat.
Checking.
Right? Yeah. All right, so... For the kids, you probably have never heard of the Bermuda Triangle. For a certain generation, it was the villain on a lot of TV shows.
Right.
Certainly on the Love Boat.
Right. You didn't want to get anywhere near that Bermuda Triangle if you were on the Love Boat.
Yeah, that term came up all the time. And you actually did start to think, I don't want to be in a plane or on a boat anywhere near the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, that was
that
the
is.
Legend that, you know, or the myth, I guess, that planes would disappear for no reason over the Bermuda Triangle and boats would disappear. Didn't they even say they thought Amelia Earhart disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle? Well, it turned out she might have been a prisoner of war or like held somewhere, that she died in captivity.
After crashing?
Yeah. Did you see that story that was circulating last week?
Yeah, I did.
Like, my whole life, I just figured she crashed into the ocean somewhere, and they're saying, oh, she might have been. Like, photographic evidence that they're like, is that Amelia Earhart? Crazy, right?
What was the name? You found it?
Devs, D-E-V-S.
Devs?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a technology story set in San Francisco.
Oh, this is the thing that they were doing the casting call for. Okay,
in
Devs.
Scotts Valley.
Devs.
Right. And 408 says more auditions on Saturday in Scotts Valley.
Oh, cool. Well, good. Then if you're into that.
Sure.
Maybe you could be the next.
The girl from this morning.
Jane Levy.
Jane Levy. Yeah. You could be the next Jane Levy.
Yeah. Her mom called us this morning. Yeah. She's a star. She's on the new show Castle Rock.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the Bermuda Triangle. If you're not familiar, and most of you aren't, it's this triangle between Florida, Puerto Rico, and Bermuda. Where either Martians or ETs
of some kind were
snatching boats and planes right out of the sky, or possibly there's some kind of phenomenon that makes your compass aim you into
the rocks,
the certain death.
Sure. Unexplained disappearances.
This rumor has been going around about Bermuda Triangle since the 50s, they say. But scientists,
oh, is that when it started?
Yes. And scientists now have a theory, and it's not aliens.
Oh, that's too bad.
They say that the Bermuda Triangle is in a perfect position to get hit by major storms in three different directions, which can sometimes cause the rogue waves we hear about.
Mm.
Those are deadly 100-foot waves that come and go in just a few minutes and may have been the demise of some boats.
So it does still sound like there's something real there, and you shouldn't go there. 100-foot rogue waves? Ah.
More than 100.
Did you see that coming? Holy crap, what is that?
More than 100 people have died over the last century in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh.
Did I say 100?
Yeah.
I meant 1,000.
More than 1,000.
More than 1,000 people have died over last century. Yeah.
That's huge.
That's bad news.
Yeah.
I still don't want to go there.
Avoid it.
And so it's right on the coast of Florida, so who's...
Right. Who wants to even be there?
Right.
Bermuda sounds nice.
Except your parents.
Pink sand. I know.
What's that about?
They love it.
I know.
Paradise. My brother's going to wind up there eventually, he says.
He says, but then he's going to come here for a while.
Yeah, but he's going to get the sticker shock here. He lives in St. Louis, where you can get a kick-ass house for $150,000. Kick-ass house.
Yeah.
He's going to come out here and be like, oh my God, I can't even get a kick-ass condo for that out here.
Well.
Can't even get a kick-ass houseboat.
He's going to start hitting you up hard, don't worry.
No, he's not. He's got some pride.
By the way, sure he does, I'm sure. You didn't get me his number yet. I need a cell number.
My brother's... Why?
So we can talk and
you
hang out.
You don't need that. I'll be your liaison. You live too far away to hang around with anyone, Vinny.
He's going to want to go to
the
beach,
you're
going to
need friends,
I'm sure.
Friends in Santa Cruz, and that's it.
I just
want... Maybe San Jose.
What are you talking about?
You can't be having friends over bridges. I know you.
So...
You're just going to leave my brother hanging. I won't have it.
So what you're telling me is I can't talk to your brother.
You can talk to him.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, but I'm not going to... You know.
You're not going to give me
No, you just tell me what you want to say to him and I'll tell him.
Well, this is what I would like to say to him.
Okay.
I would like, I unfortunately left your 50th birthday too early to hear his stand-up routine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would like to hear that.
Oh, I'm sure he's forgotten it by now.
I bet he hasn't.
Maybe I'll remember to ask him.
Okay. I would like to hear that.
Oh, great. Okay.
I heard he slayed the room.
Yeah. Don't worry. I have a rebuttal going for his 50th this weekend.
Oh, good. Do you?
Mm-hmm. John came up with some pretty clever stuff. And so
John?
So I came up with a verse or two. And
oh, you're going to do a song.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's what he did. Did you not know that?
I didn't know
he
that.
He sang, it was a song about me. A lengthy.
Oh, I thought he did like a stand-up routine.
No, many versed song about me.
Were you going to do a sample? It's already Thursday.
A sample of what?
Of what songs? You're going to do two songs. What are
I'm singing two songs.
Oh,
I'm
playing
playing drums on five songs.
Yeah, yeah. But what are the two songs again?
I Want You to Want Me.
And yeah. And Lonely is the Night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which
so you
like
were
going
to sing Lonely is the Night for us.
Yeah. What's with you?
8 o'clock.
I'll do it later.
You hold out.
Okay.
What's wrong
eight
with
I'll
you?
Do it later is 8 o'clock.
Everybody forget about that.
I will not.
All right.
Why you got to be so weird about it?
I'm not being weird about it. I feel like.
Got to warm you up.
Oh, I love that tune.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this.
Yes.
Lonely is the night when you find yourself alone. Your demons come to light and your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night. Oh.
They're backing you up.
Oh.
Backing you up, Sarah.
Feel the time is right. The writing's on the wall. Okay, that's enough. I don't have the words in front of me.
What are you talking about?
That's a, we didn't a tease. Even.
That's
isn't that really enough?
Yeah,
no.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, great.
What?
So we're satisfied.
You give me.
More to come at 8 o'clock.
Excellent.
All right.
I don't know if we have
get
time.
The words.
I don't think we have time for that.
We do. I will make time.
The CDC wants it out there that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has warned about the dangers of reusing condoms.
What? Yeah, don't do that, you guys.
Condoms are designed to help protect you and your partner against sexually transmitted disease and unwanted pregnancy. Reusing them makes them completely ineffective.
Completely, huh?
They cannot be washed and reused. Oh. If you can't afford another condom.
You can't afford to do it.
Right.
Don't do that. So, are people really doing that?
I guess. I don't know.
So disgusting.
That is absolutely disgusting.
I can't.
I don't even want to be near that thing after it's been used. Yikes.
You use those?
No, not now.
Oh.
But they're gross.
You used them then?
Sure, I used condoms when I was a kid.
Oh.
I mean, a young adult. but that was one of the grossest things. The place behind my house where the kids used to bone, there'd always be disgusting used condoms there. So bogus.
Oh, good. The kids were using condoms.
Yes, great news.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. Are we too early? You keep saying we're coming in too early.
We are pretty
early. So do you want me to do some more stories?
Yeah, do stories, sure.
You're not telling me. So what's that?
Well, I think we've just been breaking pretty early. That's all. It's fine. I just, at 05, I got to do the words, and then I got to stall up until 05 because I'm not allowed to do it early. That's all. You're going to need to know this on Monday and Tuesday, Vinny. You're going to need to go late, go long.
Well, you're going today, huh?
Yes, I'm leaving for St. Louis, my brother's 50th.
Oh, you leave today?
No, I leave early tomorrow morning.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes.
St. Louis is where you're going to spend your time. Have you cussed him out? Like, how could you make me go to St. Louis?
Nope, I just grin and bear it. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be a huge family reunion, actually, and it's really hot there, so I'm only bringing shorts.
You guys just had a family reunion in New England, like, the other day.
Right. Yeah, that was John's side of the family.
Oh.
This is my side of the family.
Oh. Two in 1 year. Oof.
Oh, I'd have one every 6 months. I love hanging out with family.
I know you do.
Yeah.
We hear about that a lot.
Yeah. I love it. They can come visit me whenever they want, and they can...
No, it's neat.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Back to you.
So this story is ugly, actually, but I'll do it because there's certainly something to be learned from it.
Uh-oh.
A man has been jailed for the psychological abuse he inflicted on his girlfriend, who he banned from using Snapchat and controlled her Facebook during a relationship that lasted less than a month.
What?
This guy went from 0 to 200 miles per hour immediately. Matthew Bailey.
First date, he's like, let me see. I'm changing all your passwords.
I don't know how that went exactly, but he's 24. Molly is 19. He prohibited her from posting selfies on Snapchat, ordered her to not to swap Facebook and Instagram messages with heterosexual men, told her she was not allowed to put kisses at the end of social media posts. He would regularly check her mobile phone, tell her what to wear, and demanded that she send him pictures.
And this lasted a month, huh?
To prove that she was home. During the four-week romance, he also bombarded her with calls, sometimes up to 30 calls in the space of half an hour.
Oh, my God.
Then he would falsely accuse her of cheating on him whenever she did not answer.
But how did she allow this to happen?
He started threatening her life and her family's life. So this guy is a psychopath.
Yeah. So
they say here
the lesson is immediately go to the police and say, I've only been dating this guy for 4 hours, but
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's a total psychopath.
She tried to end the relationship, but this guy threatened to kill her family.
Mm. Oh my God. Where is this?
This is in England.
Ugh.
I guess they met on Instagram, and Molly has 5,000 followers, so she's got some kind of a profile,
yeah.
A high profile. That would not be good for someone with a jealous...
No.
But this goes beyond jealousy. This is psychotic. The threats
yeah.
that are being made, I mean, you know.
It's horrendous. It's, I mean, that's behavior that it... Like, it's never right, but it feels like that's the kind of stuff that takes years to develop. Like, when someone's got their thumb on you like that, this dude is... They're a month in?
Yeah.
We
so
had
what
to meet at certain
happening?
Times. I have to be up and dressed at certain times. He would ring me several times in the morning and would accuse me of sleeping with someone else if I didn't answer.
Oh, my God.
She was totally trapped. I tried to end the relationship 3 times, but he kept saying he would change, and then he would start to threaten to kill me and my family. So it looks like...
Did she finally call the police?
Yeah. Yeah, she had to get.
I mean, Jesus.
He's been jailed for 6 months after being found guilty of engaging in controlling and coercive behavior in an intimate relationship. He's also been barred from contacting her for 5 years under the terms of the restraining order.
How about for life?
But
why
I feel
does there
like
have to be a 5-year limit?
Right.
There needs to be an ad taken out with a billboard. Do not date this dude.
Yeah.
This dude.
This guy's broken.
Right. This is a guy who you can't be with.
Imagine that. You just like 1 month, you're, you know, having a nice Saturday. And 1 month later, you're like,
terrorized.
Oh my God, I yep. gotta call the police on this guy.
Yeah, you're being terrorized.
Oh my God.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I won tickets to Alice in Winterland from Alice and became a faithful listener since then.
Oh.
That's good news. We love to hear that.
That was very nice. We love that you listen. We appreciate it. We're honored by each minute you give us.
Your faithfulness is appreciated.
Oh, it is. Your faith.
Oh, here's one. 510 says, Vinny, my 14-year-old niece is coming to visit us from Washington, and she wants us to take her somewhere to get a longboard skateboard.
Oh.
Is there someone in Santa Cruz we should check out to get a longboard? Thank you. Yeah, you can go to the Santa Cruz Boardroom on 41st. Or you can go to Bill's Wheels in Midtown on Soquel. Yeah, Shane. I don't really ride longboards, but those are the two places you can go get skateboards right. in Santa Cruz. So, and I'm sure they're going to be stoked.
Mm.
If my math's right, Charlie Sheen's $50 million will last 18.5 years if he pays out $45,000 a month in child spousal support. Assuming he never earns another dime or spends money on anything else. But yeah. math is hard, so I'm probably wrong.
Math is hard.
I would even have checked your math, but I can't. Because math is hard. And
well,
I would probably be wrong.
I mean, even their initial figures, he says he has $10 million and it's $75,000 a month.
Yeah, and online it says he's worth $20
million. Yeah, so who knows?
Math is right.
Oh.
No.
9.7 mil.
OMG LMAO DICK. I'm laughing so hard, just like you, Zet.
Oh man, that was so funny.
I was dying.
That was the 6:30 news.
Yeah. Yes.
There was a story about a dude named Dick Hill who busted some dogs out of a car in a parking lot. And he's in trouble for it, mm-hmm. believe it or not. But then Brynn started playing this song about a guy named Dick. And it was...
Well...
And it was just, it got funnier
it
and funnier.
It sounded very much like the Lexi song, and I think right. I may have heard it.
L-E-X-I, Lexi.
Yeah, I mean.
It's because I was laughing so hard because we actually played that Dick song in the office a couple days ago.
Oh, really?
And I was dying, and Brynn and I were talking yesterday that, oh, we got to figure out a way to use that. And then there, Brynn goes and uses it. So
then we were telling people, that we're like, oh, go back and listen to the podcast. And then we went, oh, yeah, you won't be able to hear that song. There's no third-party audio on there. It's a bummer.
Oh, well. Too bad for you. You missed a moment.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Oh, that's right. Tomorrow we're off, I'm off on Monday and Tuesday. So we won't get to the new music. There isn't that much this week, but I have a preview of some stuff that's coming up. Also... crazy story about Paris Jackson and Seth Green and this dude who's just terrorizing them and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.